I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian officials say Russia has fired 30 cruise missiles against various parts of the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses, which shot down 29 of them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Kyiv officials said defense systems also shot down two exploding drones and two reconnaissance drones early Thursday. A military spokesman said one person died and two were wounded by a Russian missile that got through and struck an industrial building. Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as the Kremlin's forces targeted the capital for the ninth time this month. It is a clear escalation after weeks of lull and ahead of a much-anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive using newly supplied advanced Western weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese Special Envoy Li Hui arrived in Kyiv this week to discuss efforts by his country to mediate between Russia and Ukraine. His visit comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by phone last month. Anna Chernikova reports from Kyiv.
Li Hui arrived in Ukraine on May 16, meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba, for talks on ending hostilities. Volodymyr Fesenko, a political analyst in Kyiv, describes Li Hui's visit as shuttle diplomacy that will serve, more than anything, Beijing's interests in the region. At the same time, Vita Golod, who heads the board of the Ukrainian Association of Sinologists, emphasizes the importance of maintaining a dialogue with China and seeing what it has to offer. Anna Chernikova for VOA News, Kyiv.
You can get more on anything happening in Ukraine, Sudan, at the G7 summit, all of the stories we're covering on voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Thursday after arriving in Japan for the Group of Seven summit. The two discussed ways to strengthen defense cooperation and counter coercive behavior by China, the White House said in a statement. President Biden said the economic and national security alliance between the two countries is strong.
As you said back in January when you were at the White House, I think the quote is, we face one of the most complex environments in recent history, security environments. And I couldn't agree with you more. But I'm proud that the United States and Japan are facing it together.
The wider summit kicks off Friday. The G7 leaders are expected to touch on a range of issues during their three-day meeting, with Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine likely to be high on the agenda. Before leaving for his trip, President Biden pledged to remain in constant contact with negotiators back in Washington working to head off a federal default. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the debt talks could not be put off, so President Biden scrapped the back end of his trip.
The work that we need to do bilaterally with Australia through the Quad and with the Pacific Islands is work that can be done at a later date, whereas the final stretch of negotiations over the debt limit or over the budget cannot be done at a later date. And that default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Nigerian police said Wednesday they're searching for the attackers who opened fire on a U.S. convoy on Tuesday, killing consulate staff and two policemen before abducting three other people. VOA's Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect separatist agitators in the region. Security forces have blamed the indigenous people of Biafra for increasing violence in the southeast. In recent years, the region has seen increased attacks, including many raids on offices of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, in a bid to disrupt elections. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israel has deployed more than 2,000 police for a parade by flag-waving Jewish nationalists through the main Palestinian thoroughfare in Jerusalem's Old City. Authorities say the heightened security presence is part of a determined effort to ensure the contentious event passes without violence on Thursday. British government departments spent an estimated £161.7 million on Queen Elizabeth's state funeral and related events, the Treasury said on Thursday. After Britain's longest reigning monarch died at age 96 on September 8th, the country entered 10 days of national mourning, which concluded with her state funeral.